Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
The occultic world is obsessed with unity and what they call balance. God demands order, but Satan tries to give balance. You see, they say that God divided things in the book of Genesis, and the goal of the occult is to merge back what God has divided. And when these divisions, which what they call are dualities, are brought back together and merged back together, then balance is achieved. And that's the whole goal. Some even call it wholeness. You are broken, but now you're put back together. And one thing people really don't understand about the Lord is that God is a divider. He always has been. God is a divider, but Satan is a uniter. Satan's always trying to merge back the things that God has divided. God is a divider. Satan is a uniter. It's just that simple.
Well, welcome to our broadcast this afternoon. This is John Lutz filling in for Pastor Al Davis today, and I thank Pastor for allowing me to fill in for him. He's on his way back from Kentucky and visiting some family down there, and we also have a special guest from Kentucky, Spencer Smith. If you were able to listen to the last broadcast, the last half hour, we had the pleasure of having missionary Spencer Smith on with us, and he's going to be joining us here in just a few moments once again. But I'm really thankful he's taking time out. He has a lot of irons in the fire. He's a busy man doing a lot of work for the Lord, and I really, really appreciate his ministry. And I really wanted to bring him on today, knowing I had this extra half hour and spend some time with him, really to get you some exposure to his work. And you can check him out on YouTube at Spencer Smith. He's got over 143,000 subscribers now. He's growing there, and I'm sure he's got a lot of detractors as well. But you can check him out there or his website, missionaryspencersmith.com, and on Facebook at Missionary Spencer Smith. He is a preacher. He's a church planner, missionary. He's a director. He's a filmmaker. He's an author. And I'm glad he's taking time out to be with us today. Spencer, welcome back to our show here, or welcome to Pastor Al's show.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Al, for letting us come on.
You know, Pastor Al wanted me to tell you he wants one of those 2021 worship starter kits that he saw on your YouTube channel. So he said he's getting a fog machine. So, but and by the way, I love the satire that you put within that. It sometimes, you know, the Bible says the Lord, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. And I think to myself, how many times the Lord's up there just looking going, oh, these guys, it's comical, some of the stuff that's going on, and sad also, because nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes to find out they've been deceived. Yet, that's what's going on in our churches today, isn't it? It's really, really a spirit of deception that has fallen over Christendom, if we want to use that term, in America. And I played that clip just a moment ago, and I want to dive into it. If you weren't listening last half hour, we talked a little bit about the Third Adam series that Spencer has put together, him and his team. I am curious. I mentioned about the hours. How many hours do you have in these documentaries about? What do you think?
I don't know, but I have months and months and months of just pouring over stuff, and it literally is just a full-time job just to do these documentaries, let alone do everything else.
Do you do all of it yourself, or do you have guys with you too, right?
Well, I do all the video, all the editing, and everything. Wow. Sometimes I have to have people help me go compile information and kind of condense it for me. All the production is done by me. Yes.
Wow, that's impressive. I appreciate what you're doing there. With that, and it's really, I'm sure as many as there would be say, hey, I really like this. You probably have quite a few detractors. I saw on your Facebook some things about your recent one with Greg Locke, which was pretty pretty interesting. I remembered that name from somewhere. So when you held up that book, Blinded by Benny, I was like, oh, that's where I know Greg Locke from. But, you know, that I saw some on your Facebook. They weren't too happy with you. But that's understandable. Anytime you do things for the Lord, yeah, all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So I tell our church, that's how we know we're doing the right thing, is that when Satan's fighting against you. But it really, I want to talk a little bit about this. In Adam 3, 3 Adam 3, you start to go over again a little bit more about the rise of the divine feminine. So maybe we can talk a little bit, because that's really when, boy, it really started to hit home on what's really going on around us. So maybe we can talk a little bit about the God's order versus Satan's balance. Maybe you can enlighten us a little bit on that.
Well, sure. Well, one of the things you have to understand, everybody's got to understand, is God has an order. God has a structure. And, you know, he has time, he has space. And he has, there's boundaries with God. God put Adam and Eve in the garden and says, you do, you know, I want you to tend the garden, but there's one thing you cannot do. So there are limits. There are off, like no-go zones with God.
Yeah.
And Satan's goal in the Garden of Eden was to get her to step out of that no-go zone, that boundary, that limit. And disorder is disorder, dysfunction, destruction is what we talked about there.
Yeah.
And if he can get God's people to step outside of God's order, then he can cause dysfunction, and that dysfunction will cause destruction, which is exactly what is happening in the local church today.
Yeah.
There is disorder, and people are, you know, I mean, bringing in the world into the church, and God said, you know, be not a friend of the world and be not conformed to the
right.
world. So they're breaking that, and it's caused dysfunction. These churches are, I mean, you know, I make fun of these churches a lot, but it's tragic when you got to have, you know, 1980s Sunday at your church.
I saw that.
Houston classic hit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
I mean, that's dysfunction, and that's going to lead to destruction. This is the enemy of the gospel.
Yeah,
and the occultic world, you know, the average Christian today doesn't really understand the occult. All they think is Satan's got, you know, red horns and a pitchfork, and that's just about it. And
yeah.
You know, he's lurking and trying to whatever. But no, that's not really what Satan's trying to do. Satan's just trying to get us to violate God's order just a little bit, and so he can get a foothold in our lives. Now, God's order for people is what people are rebelling against today.
Yeah.
On that chart, I put man, woman, I put four things. I put Christ
yeah.
is the head of the man, man's the head of the woman, woman's head of the children. And so
yeah.
That's four things there, Christ, man, woman, children. But women are being told, and this is the dangerous, really demonic deception of feminism, they're being taught that being under a man is demeaning, and you're being put down, and so you need to rise up and be equal with the man.
Yeah.
And that creates a duality, a balance, if you will. And the occultic world is obsessed with balance. And one of the greatest examples I can show you in the occultic world is the yin yang.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to know what that is. There's
right.
black and white, and they're even. And if you notice, the two dots in the yin yang shows a symptom of them starting to blend together into one.
Yeah.
And that is what the occult tries to do. I just realized this the other day. I tried to put this together, but the occult actually teaches, and New Agers teach this too, that when God created Adam in the garden, that he was half man, half woman.
Oh wow!
And I didn't realize that they teach that, and Hinduism teaches this too. They actually believe that Adam was half man, half woman, and then God said it's not good for man to be alone, and then he divided him. And so created two out of one.
Yeah.
And that's what they teach. And they say, and the goal of the occult is to undo that, push you back into this perfect androgynous being.
Yeah.
And I think that's why much of these, I think that's why much of these people that are out there today that get into the occult, these men, they get effeminate, they get girly.
Yeah.
And these women that get into the occult, they get real masculine and real macho, and you know, like they start acting like men, they want leadership roles.
Yeah.
It's because the spirit of God's not working in them. There's another spirit working in these people, and that's what balance is.
Yeah.
And it's really a tragic thing when you see that in the lives of people.
Yeah, and I guess that's why there's such a focus. And again, I there's a lot, obviously you can go all over the world, but you know, concentrating it on to the churches, what are supposed to be the salt and the light, you know, that are affecting people for the cause of Christ. You know, when I started seeing, we have churches in our community that, you know, for the sake of equality, you know, they, I remember one of them put up multicolored doors. Like they had regular doors they put up in their front yard of their church, you know, all the rainbow colors, and all are welcome. And so that really ties into a lot of this equality and transgenderism stuff that's going on today with what you're saying there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it is, it really is all connected, I believe. I think that they are all trying to, you know, these people don't realize, like the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, that there's the spirit of disobedience.
Yeah.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And I think that's what that spirit is. It's Satan's. The equivalent of the Holy Spirit, and these people, the once they embrace that and get into it, it makes these people act this way. And I think the transgender movement is a complete, total, great example of all this. These people don't even believe that gender exists.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because they bought into this androgynous lie that Adam was a man and woman before, you know, before God divided them. And that's the whole goal of the cult, is to unite everything back together into one androgynous big pile. And that's the root of all the crazy things that are going on today.
Yeah. And I just, as you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, we're going back to Nimrod, which we were talking about last segment, last show was, you know, what did Nimrod try to do? Bring everything together that God said, you know, go scatter across the earth. And he said, no, let's all stay together in the city. Let's build the tower. You know, I think it was Sam Davidson. I heard him preaching a good message on that about, you know, astrology and that worship that Nimrod was involved with. But that's the same principle. It's, there's always, Satan's always seems to be working at, let's put back together, you know, God separated light and dark. Well, no, let's change what light and dark is. Like, you know, calling evil good, like the book that you wrote. Isaiah says, I think it's Isaiah 5, you know, they're going to start calling good evil and evil good. And there's just this complete a changing of what is right and what is wrong that is really confused in those who are supposed to be teaching it to other people. And so the people now, I think one of the saddest verses in the Bible in relation to this is many shall follow their pernicious ways, which really shows the ignorance, I say that respectfully, the ignorance of the average person today in church, because they're just going along with this stuff. And we're watching the rise of women preachers. I mean, you just had the situation with Beth Moore, who threw her tantrum because, you know, basically she didn't become the president of Southern Baptist. And now you showed that one picture of her doing some Catholic stuff. I mean, the confusion that is out there, the dysfunction, as you use that word, the dysfunction that is going on, maybe because our families have been so dysfunctional because of the order being so confounded in the home. Now it's gone to the churches and eventually to the whole nation. And we just see the, as you said, which always leads to destruction. And I think I think we're seeing that. And, you know, the balance. And this isn't doing it justice, because you got to go watch the video. If you're listening, you got to go watch the documentaries, because the symbolism, I think, here is so key to understanding. You go through, I watched part of the last documentary. I haven't been through the whole thing. But you get into some more of the symbolism. And then you show in these church services, if we could call them that, these rock concerts and these other mega churches, as they call themselves, there's a lot of occult symbolism that's going on in our churches today, isn't there?
Tons of it. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they even know what that is. But, I mean, you know, if I were to put a pentagram up on the main wall of a church, everybody would be kind of like, yeah, let's take that down. you know, I think that'd be good. But, you know, people don't realize that that's not the only occultic symbol. All these triangles and all these, anything that's a duality nature, two opposite symbols, is a occultic symbol. And that's what most people don't realize. The Enneagram is a big one right now that everybody's getting into, and they're trying to, like, a personality tool and whatever. But that thing's as demonic as a pentagram. It's evil. And that's all over churches, being promoted in churches, being taught in churches. Books are being printed with that all over it and handed out in churches. And so this And that's Satan's goal, is just to get his foot in the door somewhere, yeah, and to get everybody to accept his stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like the old adage of the camel's got his nose in the tent, and once the camel gets in the tent, you're done, man.
Yeah.
And so you push the camel's nose out, and you get it out and keep it out and keep it pure.
Yeah.
And but the problem today is we live in this, and I think you touched on the last segment. I think that theological subjectivity is the name of the game today. And
yeah,
as long as you're kind of in the right direction, nobody really cares about the specific stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter what Bible you have, doesn't matter what kind of music you have.
Yeah.
And everything's fuzzy and subjective, and everything's up open to interpretation. When God deals in absolutes, God says, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life, not I am one of the ways. And
right,
if you can just kind of slightly adjust the knobs over a 50-year span, oh my goodness, you can destroy an entire generation of people. And, I mean, you know, the NIV came out, what, the 70s or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, and 50 years from that time, how worse has American Christianity, Western Christianity gotten? It's unbelievable.
And it's unrecognizable.
Man, that's the game.
Unrecognizable biblically. At our men's Bible study last night, I taught about Samson. I called him the reckless Nazarite. That was my title. But he and to Delilah, he says, oh, I'm a Nazarite, you know, born from, I've been that way from the womb. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, but you know, you really haven't lived like a Nazarite. And I think there's a lot of people like that. The word Christian today is such a watered down, unbiblical term that's used, that the average person saying there's a Christian today, I kind of distinguish between there's a believer and there's a Christian. There's a believer and the disciples, the true Christian. The one who Jesus said, you know, if you hate your father and your mother and, you know, follow me, if you can't do that and forsake not all or take up your cross, listen, you can't be my disciple. So I think there's people that, I would say not everybody in these churches necessarily is not saved, but the majority of them are not saved. There's no doubt. You can't come to those conclusions and say that's the Spirit of God. And how much worse, Spencer, is it when what they're projecting to people, they're actually calling the Holy Spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, you're condemning those people. I mean, again, every person stands account of himself. And you wonder, well, why aren't you seeking after? If you're seeking after the truth, you're not going to find that stuff. You're not going to go along with that. So the average person, it just kind of mindlessly goes along with this stuff. And then they start attributing things that belong to the devil and start saying it to God. And I think that's what you bring out in your documentary so well. And
yes.
And then
that's the thing. It's all backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Good is evil. Evil is good. You know, the thing about the absolutes, if you look at the mystery of iniquity, you started out last show with 2 Thessalonians. And if you look at that, it says he opposeth everything that's called God, opposeth and exalteth. But if you think of the opposing, that's exactly, those are absolutes. There's a defiance towards the absolute that man of sin is going to be. But it says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's already working. And so this mystery, you know, people talk to the average person about how should women dress today? How should men dress today? What should you listen to? What are standards? Standards are looked at. You even joked at the one about legalism. You know, the people today believing that standards are legalism is just pure ignorance. I mean, I had somebody in my family call me a legalist years ago, and I said, well, you show me where I've added works to salvation. You know, or for salvation, you know, that's what legalism is. But we've turned it into, you know, you don't let somebody tell you how to dress. Don't let tell somebody what to listen to. And Pastor Folger up here at Cleveland Baptist Church, Kevin Folger, he used to say, you know, standards are not to isolate us, they're to insulate us. And you used the term boundaries, which was really good, because I always say this, love requires, has no barriers to get to, but it has boundaries that define it. And I think that you hit it on the head. People do not want boundaries today. Well, that's how I see it. That's how I interpret it. Well, that's what preachers have been doing. Seminaries have been doing for years now. So why wouldn't we expect people to do that? And I think it's, I think you would agree. And I think you have agreed in some of your documentaries. It just shows us we're at the tail end of this thing before the Lord returns. And really the epitome of the Laodicean age with that. And so, you know, taking all this information, of course, this is, we're just skimming the surface here. What are you working on now? Is there anything else coming up? Is there any more documentaries? Has the Lord lead you in any direction with that?
Well, I think what I want to do now is I want to try to expand our books. I've got one in the works right now, and I'll let you in on it here on the radio. But, matter of fact, before I called you, I was sitting here typing on this. There's a book that I've got coming out, and it's going to be the sequel to Calling Evil Good.
Okay.
And it basically is an exposition of the book of Jude, and it's called Wandering Stars.
Oh, that's great.
And what we have done is we have made rock stars out of these people today that are the epitome of what the book of Jude talks about. They are false teachers. They're brute beasts. They are not saved. They sensual, have not the spirit.
Yeah.
They separate themselves from the truth. And then they say, we're the divisive ones.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. So I looked up, and the book of Jude says wandering stars. I went and dug through commentaries and say, what are other people think of that?
Yeah.
I found an old Puritan who said a wandering star is one that's supposed to be a fixed point that you can use to guide you yourselves. But he said a wandering star is one that, although it claims to be a guide, they themselves are off course.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, that is it. That's these people.
Yeah.
That's all these false times in teachers, they claim to be guides, but they themselves are off course.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's good.
Oh, brother. Boy, that's spooky stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to dive into this. You know, a lot of people don't want to go in. And, you know, and this isn't for everybody. Because if somebody goes in without seeking the truth of this stuff, they could find themselves, you know, like you talked about the alluring of the woman in Amsterdam, you know, down that district. This could easily allure somebody away from the truth if they get a little curious and they're not grounded in the truth itself. And it could be quite dangerous, could lead you astray. But I think if your heart is set looking for truth, you seek after her with all your heart, as Proverbs chapter 2 says, you're going to be able to distinguish between that, the voice of the strange woman and God's voice, and realize, hey, that doesn't line up. But we got ourselves in a mess. I mean, it's no wonder the world looks at Christianity today and there really doesn't seem to be much going on. And I praise God there is. There's people getting saved. There's churches getting started. You know, praise the Lord for that stuff. But boy, the way the world looks at Christianity today, it's such a reproach because of those who have really stuck their neck out and said, hey, we're Christian, this is Christianity. And I like that about your videos. It exposes those things. And frankly, I don't like to read a lot except for the Bible. I grew up in the television generation, so I'm glad you put things in front of me, so it makes it easy for me to understand. So, but that's good.
I'm the same way.
it's good stuff. Well, we only got a couple minutes left. Spencer, tell people how they can get a hold of you, as far as your social media stuff and how they can watch these videos.
Well, guys, I just tell folks, go to our YouTube channel. Just type in on YouTube, type in Spencer Smith or Third Adam. You can go there and look at that. That's our channel. Go ahead and subscribe to that. And we put out videos almost daily. I've got one I'll be posting later today. And we're trying to put out a lot of good information on all this and trying to talk about it and explain it to everybody. Also, we have a website out there called independentbaptist.church.
Mm-hmm.
We have had dozens of families contact us, say, we finally found a good church using your website. So go use that and those things. Also, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And we're on there. We'd love to connect with you somehow, help you however we can. But definitely, most of all, go watch our documentary, Third Adam. It'll change your life and help you understand what we're talking about and get you to see where we're coming from on this. And I think it'll be a blessing and help to everybody who watches.
And it sure will. Spencer, thank you for taking time out to be with us today. We really appreciate it. And we're praying for you. And I hope to get to meet you sometime and get to meet you face-to-face a little bit. But keep up the good work. We're praying for you.
Amen, preacher. Thank you so very much. God bless you guys.
All right. Thanks. And thanks for being with us today. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.